Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, 8 o'clock on a Tuesday, moving right along. Taco Tuesday, Basement Couch Tuesday. For those that know, you know.
UMKC Tuesday.
Is it?
I don't know. They beat a team by 100 last night.
You think they're celebrating harder than Buffalo?
I don't think so.
Who's celebrating that victory more? Buffalo over the Chiefs, Cody Tapp over Calvary?
Cody Tapp over Calvary. There's no question Cody's celebrating this one today.
I was trying to think back to your question to Dana about what's the biggest ass kicking I've ever seen or like had happen. I think one year in slow pitch softball, we got a spread in the third inning. It was like 28-5.
Ooh.
And we like even asked the guys, like, what are you doing here? Like, oh, we just use this for batting practice. I'm like, awesome.
Okay, cool.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
Thanks, Todd.
Yeah. I don't remember the biggest ass kicking that we got our ass kicked all the time in high school and stuff, but I don't remember anything like this where you lost 119-19, like, or even being on the winning side of something
100
like
points.
That, right?
100 points. I'll bring that up again because we talked to Danan, and I know that
Calvary didn't shoot a free throw in the game.
I mean,
wow. Oh, no, they were 0 for 2. I'm sorry.
I was gonna say, there's
they
no
missed
way.
Two.
I was gonna say, there's no way. There's no way they didn't shoot a free throw. But I said earlier that I want to see Patrick Mahomes go full Shaquille O'Neal, because I look at that analogy as like watching Shaquille O'Neal play against a bunch of eighth graders. Like, it's not gonna be pretty. Like, obviously, yeah. 7'2", 400 pounds. He's gonna no one's gonna stand a chance. It just put that vision in your head. And after talking to Dana Hughes, it kind of gives me more of that feeling where I am kind of like with the national media at this point. I want to see that game.
You're ready for it?
I think I am.
Okay.
And I think the reason I say that is because I know that we like sit back and like we kind of like have our finger pinky out drinking the Pinot Noir from the wine cellar. Like, well, we just win games. Mm-hmm. You're lying if you say to yourself, you don't want to see the game where it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and you got your feet up and you're like, honey, what are we doing the rest of the day?
Right. Yeah.
This one's in the bag. I want that game.
When was the last time we had that game?
The Bears.
The Bears game.
That was it.
That's
the last
time
one.
Ago, yeah.
Right?
That was like week three or four.
Right, because even the Saints game wasn't that way. That was 26-13. I don't think that the Niners game was that way when it was 28-18.
Right.
Those are 10, 13-point victories. Those aren't 20-point victories. And I know, and I get it. There's no blowouts in the NFL. It's hard to blow teams out. Explain that about the Lions. Because I understand the Lions have St. Brown and Williams and Gibbs and Montgomery. This week, you get Pacheco back. You do have a super talented receiver in Xavier Worthy. You have Travis Kelce. You have DeAndre Hopkins. You have Juju Smith-Schuster. You have options to go against this Carolina team who is terrible. Terrible. listen to these numbers from their defense. And I'm not going to even bring up their offense because that'll put you to sleep as you're waking up in your morning if you're just now joining us. But, like, this is their defensive stat line in ranks of the NFL. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Total yards allowed, 29th, 394 a game. Passing yards allowed, 24th a game, 226. Rushing yards allowed a game, 160. That's worse in the NFL. Points per game, 31. That's worst in the NFL.
These are averages you're giving me right now, right?
So, 31.
So based on that, that's what the Chiefs should look at doing in their game. Run for 160, put up close to 400 yards, and score over 30 points.
And they are the worst team against third down on defense, giving up a first down on third down 48% of the time.
Yeah, that's half the time. That sucks.
And their offense this is their offense I said I was going to give you, but it's hilarious. Total yards, 290, 32nd. Mm-hmm. Passing yards, 170, 31st. I hate to know who's worse.
It's got to be the Giants. It has to be. Either that or Dallas, right?
Or is it the Jets?
Or is it the Jets? There's a lot of candidates there, Dusty.
rushing yards, 24th, 110. And their rookie's going to start this week against one of the best rushing defenses in the league. Points per game, 16, 29th. Third down efficiency, 29th, 33%. This is a game where Patrick Mahomes needs to be Shaquille O'Neal versus eighth graders on a pickup basketball court outside at the Rucker. That's what I want to see. I know that it's not in the makeup for the Chiefs, and a lot of people can roll their eyes like, Dusty, stop. It's not going to happen. They're going to win the game 21-10. No, I don't want to see that because they're giving up 31 points a game. They're giving up 400 yards a game, which means Patrick Mahomes, go throw for 320. Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco, go run for 150. Have 75 each. I don't give a rip. One guy have 100, one guy have 50. I don't care. Go out there and just be that team. You know how they say in poker that you're playing on tilt and sometimes you can hit that magic hand?
Mm-hmm.
Go play on tilt. Don't lose your chips, though, but go play a little pissed off, and it just so happens, sorry, it's Carolina, and then go do it again to Vegas.
Yeah, it's an easy team in the next 2 weeks to play ticked off against, right?
It's fine.
A team, you're coming off a loss against Carolina. We'd like them to go out there and blow their Jets out. Mm-hmm. You know, again, but Andy is still that guy, unless there's some sort of revenge factor there. He just doesn't embarrass the opposition, right? And that's the only holdback. I think he looks at it that way because I think
it's
Andy
more embarrassing to your team to beat the Carolina Panthers 20-17.
Yeah, but they care about getting a win, and that's all it is. Now, if it's the Raiders, that's one thing. They still owe the Raiders an ass whooping, mm-hmm. right? And I still think that could potentially come on Black Friday, right? 2:00 Black Friday, Arrowhead Stadium, be there, or is it streaming on Amazon? Is that where that game is that weekend? Or be there or be streaming on Amazon? Like, I think that's going to be the one that they kind of circle and say, all right, this is our kind of blowout the Jets game and whatnot. But they should go out there and take care of business against Carolina. Like, I'm with you. By 2:00, when we hit the witching hour, there should be no concern. You should be able to get up and say, you know what? I'm going to go rake the leaves, or I'm going to do the yard work, or I'm going to get a jump start, or get the
meat for the dinner tonight.
Exactly. Run to the store, do whatever you have to do.
106.5 or 96.5
the
Fan.
And I will tell you, Hy-Vee during the Chiefs game is the place to be because you have the store to yourself. There's going to be nobody at Hy-Vee. And by the way, tomorrow is you spend 50, get 50 cents off per gas gallon. Mm. So you can cash in big tomorrow with our friends at Hy-Vee. So that's awesome. But I also think, from a fan standpoint, I think we're just kind of craving that kind of win because we really haven't seen that. We've seen that once in the last two mm-hmm. years. But at the end of the day, they do what they have to do to get a win, get into the locker room with a victory, and move on to the next week and continue this train going towards, you know, the Super Bowl. So I'm with you. I'd like to see it. But I don't know if they're going to be, you know, the team that goes out there and does that against Carolina. Or maybe Mahomes goes to Andy and goes, hey, this is the week, man. Let's go. Let's just let it hang out and see what happens. But I think Andy is one of those few guys that's left that still has all this respect for the game and whatnot. And if he sees himself going out there and punching somebody in the face, he'll probably let up a little bit because he's a human, right? And he's not going to go out there and just annihilate somebody for annihilation's sake. Now, he will do that against the Raiders. I don't know if Carolina is that team, but they should still win this thing by at least two touchdowns and should be in comfortable command of the game mm-hmm. by the time we get to, you know, 2:00 of the witching hour on Sunday.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think it's, you know, interesting to see what D-Hop's role has been. You know, where's his production going to start kicking in? Is he a guy that you can start to, you know, if you're getting ready for the playoffs, you want to start kind of getting in that gear,
mm-hmm.
You know, maybe see him get a few more touches. Cause I think, you know, obviously almost had you know, big game last week, but the catch was overturned. But still, I just, him getting involved, Isaiah Pacheco getting back.
I want to see Pacheco this week. I'm like excited to see what he can bring back to this running game, because I think Kareem is kind of, he's hit that quote unquote wall, if you will. He's not running as fresh as he was, obviously, when they first got him. And I think having Isaiah Pacheco back is going to be as good for Kareem Hunt as anybody.
Let me ask you guys this question real quick. You better both answer. More yards, Isaiah Pacheco rushing, DeAndre Hopkins receiving.
I'm going to say DeAndre Hopkins receiving in this game. Yeah, I think so.
I just don't know how much they're going to unleash Pacheco right off the bat.
You might as well, though. Let him get back into this thing, you know?
I just wouldn't be surprised if we see it ease in 7, 8, 9 carries.
But according to last game, I don't know how much they're going to get DeAndre Hopkins involved in this game.
Well, seriously. He only played 50% of the snaps against Buffalo. Why would he even be out there?
Because he's going to play 100% of the snaps against Buffalo in the AFC Championship game and torch their ass. That's exactly what he's going to do. But see, that's where I'm different than you guys. You're getting weeded down in the snap counts and all this kind of stuff. I don't care. It's totally irrelevant to me, right? Go out there, find a way to win the game, have some fun doing it against the Carolina Panthers. And then if we're sitting here in January and they lose a playoff game and DeAndre Hopkins only played 50% of the snaps, then we have something to talk about. Then we have to have a conversation like, why did we go out and trade for this guy if you're only playing him 50% of the snaps in the playoffs? And I still think he's, you know, learning the playoffs, trying to fit in, trying to figure trying to figure things out. I think we're going to start to see a more reliance on DeAndre Hopkins because he's the veteran receiver on this team. And as we get, you know, down the stretch, you're going to have to rely on your veterans.
You want to tell the people how they can get a tailgate prize pack?
Yeah, that's cool, man. You can scan the QR code now through December 15th at any Johnny's Tavern to enter for a chance to win a tailgate prize pack and the grand prize, all thanks to Yuengling. Win a hosted party at Johnny's Tavern of your choice. Each location will have a winner, so don't miss out. Grab your friends, grab a Yuengling, and get in on the action only at Johnny's Tavern. In partnership with 96.5 The Fan, your home for football, fun, and Yuengling, you must be 21 to enter. I used to run Yuengling back from the East Coast and sell it, man. People love that stuff, and now you can get it here. It's so good.
Bootleg Bob and Dusty Likens with you here on 96.5 The Fan. Coming up next, we do the AFC and NFC playoff picture, plus on the come on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Diving right back into it here on a Tuesday, Taco Tuesday. Fun Tuesday. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Be sure to check us out on the YouTube page, Twitch, Facebook, X, Twitter, whatever you call it. You can watch all the videos there. And it's parental advisory. Yeah, I'm just kidding. We've been clean for what, 4 days straight?
Yeah, I think since Thursday, yeah.
Okay, so Friday, Monday, two. All right.
Two plus days.
Two and a half. Keeping it clean here. Rolling along. The 2024 playoff picture is lit, as the kids used to say, on the left-hand side, which is the AFC side. Because like, there ain't a matchup here that doesn't deserve duct tape to the thigh. I'm going to get into it. Your 4-5 matchup right now in the AFC playoff picture is the Houston Texans versus the Los Angeles Chargers.
Love it.
I mean, if that doesn't scream who deserves it more, who's the team, I don't know what does. Now, I do believe if the Chargers were to win that game, there's a good possibility they would go play Kansas City and Arrowhead. And that'd be the third time of the year.
Oh, wow.
We would already have seen at that point.
Because the Chargers are the sixth seed right now.
They're the five.
Five seed.
Four or five.
Four or five.
I guess it's worst possible match. I'm just saying if like Pittsburgh, we'll get into the rest of them.
Yeah, sure.
But there's a possibility you could see Harbaugh and Andy Reid for the third time in year one.
Right. Do you want to see the Chargers in the divisional round for matchup number three this season?
No.
I don't either.
I'm not sure how much I want to see them for matchup number two, even though it's here at Arrowhead.
Yeah.
At least right now, speaking of the moment, the 6-3 game, which is the one that gets Bob Fesco more revved up than a Tuesday evening, Pittsburgh and Baltimore.
Oh, again. Oh, yeah.
Again.
Again. And you know what the narrative is going to be. Again, Lamar has to play Pittsburgh, a team he can't beat. Again, Lamar loses
Could
in the playoffs.
Could you imagine if he loses that game?
Oh, my then goodness. What? Wow. What then, if he wins that game? Then we get Baltimore here, and I'd be fine with that.
Then he's got to do it again. Prove it again.
On the road in Pittsburgh, on the road in Kansas City.
Welcome to it.
Yeah.
And then your last matchup, little roll of the dice here, maybe. Could be upset watch. Bills, Broncos. Bo Nix, Josh Allen, the same quarterback.
Ah.
Same roof. Same ceiling.
Jeez.
Sponsored by Manning Roofing.
That's right.
I'm kidding. I just wanted to get you going over there, Mac.
Gosh.
But that's one of those fun, like, that's one of those fun matchups where, like, Denver's like, we're in. Hell, let's get the wheels on fire and let's just go ruin some people's holidays.
Right.
But that game would be fun because it's either going to be over in the first half or it's going to be like, holy cow, Denver and Bo Nix are actually pulling this out.
No, they're going to keep it close. It's going to be one of those look-ahead playoff games for Buffalo. You know it is, right? Like, oh, we got to just get through Denver to get to the next round. And all of a sudden it's the third quarter with 3 minutes to go and Buffalo's going, we better turn it on here. Mm-hmm. We got ourselves a game against the Denver Broncos. That's a hell of a playoff field in the AFC.
Going into week 11 or after week 11.
I mean, no Baltimore to, or not Baltimore, but no Cincinnati to
now,
talk
as
about.
As of right now, right? The teams that are in the hunt.
Right. Keep these in the hunt teams in.
There's only three. And the ones they had were Indianapolis, Cincinnati, Miami.
Okay.
Any of those three teams you take over Denver?
As of right now, no.
What do you mean take over Denver?
Like that can take over Denver as of right now that you think has a legitimate chance?
Miami has a couple of tough ones still remaining on their schedule, right? So a
couple of easy ones.
Yeah.
But the question is, can nine wins get you in? If nine wins get you in, Cincy's got a shot. They play Denver.
Stop. Just stop.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
Stop with Cincinnati. Let it go.
You said it. You said it yesterday. You keep looking at their losses. There's not enough.
Yeah.
You said it yesterday.
But they're not going to do it. They're a defeated team right now. They're four games under 500?
Yeah, I don't know. They're 4-7.
Yeah, so three games under 500. Like,
They have Pittsburgh again.
Pittsburgh twice.
Why are we talking about teams that are that below 500 at this point of the season still eligible for the playoffs? Is it because of the 17th week? It's changed everything.
Yes, and
quarterback play.
But I'm still like, you're 4-7. No other time have we ever talked this late in the season of a 4-7 team being alive for
the
playoffs.
That's respect, man.
Well, you've got the 17th game and you've got the seven teams now in the playoffs.
Yes.
And that's the other thing. You've opened this up, which is good for the NFL to have a lot of these teams fringe on the outside looking in, but we also have to do the say it out loud test.
But to be fair to Mac's point, we talk about Cincinnati because we talk about out of those three teams, who do you trust more to make that final bid for that spot if it's not Denver?
Yeah.
Cincinnati, Tua in Miami, or Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis?
See, I would go with Tua in Miami just because I think they got an easier schedule. Like, I think this Cincinnati thing is starting to crumble a little bit. Like, has Ja'Marr Chase ripped Zach Taylor again? I mean, like, that's all he does is seemingly rip the head coach on this team. And so it doesn't feel like they're playing for the head coach right now. They're finding ways to lose games instead of win games. And I think when you get this late into the season, it's human nature. It's the holidays. People start drifting. People start thinking about other things.
Miami's going to lose three more games.
And what are they at? Seven?
They're at 4-6.
4-6. So you're another nine.
Another four-win team that we're mentioning.
Yeah.
But they play the Packers, the Patriots, the Jets, the Texans, the Niners, the Browns, and they finish up with the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Which the Jets will be checked. They're already checked out.
Right, the Jets are already checked
out. But they could lose to the Houston Texans, the 49ers, and the Packers. And then it's over.
Then they're 8-9. If they lose three more, they're 8-9. Yeah, you're out. You're on the outside looking.
Can't do eight.
But I can't, the conversation still with the Jets, are they a playoff team?
That's
finally done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the Jets, the Bengals, the Cowboys, like those are three teams that we as society kind of need to move on from.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say the difference is Joe Burrow leads the league in passing yards. Ja'Marr Chase is the leading wide receiver. They have the leading sack lead.
Really matter, don't they?
Well, they have a top six off. Like, they can score with anyone.
What's their record?
I get it, but there's a reason to talk about them. They are the best out of those three teams, no question.
Cincinnati has a bye week. Pittsburgh's got a game on Thursday night. And Cincinnati plays Pittsburgh after the bye week. If and only if they win that game, we have a really dynamite game on December 29th.
Mm-hmm.
That's Broncos and Cincinnati.
That's it. It's a playoff
in
game.
In Cincinnati.
Yeah.
That game could be the deciding factor of who gets the final spot.
Could be. Yeah.
So I think that's why Cincinnati's relevant, because they play the Steelers, then they play the Cowboys, Titans, Browns.
They still have not played the Steelers yet, right?
No. Yeah, twice.
Yeah, they play them after the bye, and then they play the Cowboys, Titans, Browns. Joe Burrow and the Browns is some sort of weird voodoo magic
something
there.
Yeah.
And then they get Broncos, Steelers. So depending on how it goes, I mean, their backs are against the wall. They can't make any more errors, right? They're a fantasy football team right now that's 4-7. You can't lose anymore. You're not going to make your fantasy team playoff, obviously.
Does 9-8 get you in, though, this
that's
year?
That's what I'm saying. That's the question.
That's the question. Yeah. Can 9 do it? We flip over to the NFC side.
And Detroit, we'll see everybody else later.
So not as electric, I don't think, as the AFC side, just because the quarterback play on the AFC side is so much more dynamic than the NFC side. But the first matchup we get to is what really kind of does it for me on the NFC side, which is Atlanta and Minnesota. That's the reunion of Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
You know, playing the Vikings, 4-5 matchup would be in Atlanta. Kirk Cousins in the playoffs. Is Minnesota watching that game and winning that game going, that's why we didn't give him a ton of money. This is why we went with Sam Darnold and J.J. McCarthy.
Boy, if Sam Darnold beats Kirk Cousins on the road in the playoffs, you can be Kermit sipping tea if you're in Minnesota.
Anywhere that didn't give Kirk the money, which everybody gave Kirk the money.
Yeah.
You think
he gets traded this offseason? I think he ends up with the Giants.
I don't know, man. That knee injury to J.J. McCarthy, or I guess it would be Bo Nix, or not Bo Nix, but Michael Penix, depending on what they think about him. That's interesting. Sam Darnold, though, that's another interesting name because J.J. McCarthy just had another knee surgery.
Expect him to be fine, but you've had two knee surgeries and you haven't done anything.
Wait, second since the first?
Oh, yeah, last week.
Yeah, he just had another.
Oh, I do remember that.
He just had another knee evaluation. Your 6-3 game, which for football nerds like Mac and myself, Arizona-Green Bay. I mean, to me, Arizona, Kyler Murray.
That sounds like the Monday night game.
getting Jordan Love and the Packers, both teams kind of play at that like dangerous rate where like Jordan Love can start off going 8 of 10 for 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. And in the second half, he's got 2 picks, one in the red zone or the red area, I should say, red area. And it's all just, you know, kind of been upchucked in the field. It's like, how is Arizona in this game? They were down 21-10 at halftime and you get to the fourth quarter and it's 28-28 and you're like, let's go.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
That's what that game is. And then your 2-7 game is Philly and Washington. Jalen Hurts versus Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, that's spicy.
Jalen Daniels and Jalen Hurts. That's got some magic to it. That's another one of those third time's a charm type of game, division rivalry game. All trying to play Detroit.
So Pittsburgh against Baltimore, that's the Saturday night Peacock game on Wild Card Weekend, right? That's your Saturday night. Everybody hunkered down, hoping for snow. I would say the first game would be Houston hosting the Chargers. That's your early game on Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you go to Pittsburgh, Baltimore for that night game. And I think Atlanta, Minnesota is probably your middle of the day. Arizona, Green Bay is probably your Monday night game. And then on Sunday, you'll start with Philadelphia, Washington and end with Buffalo, Denver.
You let Josh Allen get primetime?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
That sounds good.
Does that sound about right?
Yeah. I don't have anything wrong with that.
No, all those matchups are really good. They all have like really cool storylines. Yeah. Obviously, Atlanta, Minnesota's got great storylines. Arizona, Green Bay, two potential future quarterbacks of the NFL. Philadelphia, Washington, we all know what that's about. You know, Houston and the Chargers, you know, can Justin Herbert win a playoff game?
Right there kind of tells you who's in the top five of quarterbacks. Is it Justin Herbert or is it C.J. Stroud?
Could be, yeah. And then Pittsburgh-Baltimore division game and then Buffalo-Denver. I mean, that's just like a historical fun game with a young quarterback, an emerging team versus what most people believe is going to be the MVP.
So hypothetically, let's say all the top seeds win. You would have Kansas City versus Houston and Pittsburgh versus Buffalo. Winner goes on to the AFC Championship game.
I'll take my chances with that.
Right? It'd be the second time you'd play Houston.
Yeah, I'd rather play Houston than Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God, yes.
Just coaching alone. Forget the team. Just coaching alone. I want to play D'Amico over Tomlin.
The thing I will say, is there any team that you could see be a huge like threat to the Chiefs outside of Buffalo? Because on the NFC side, I don't know who would actually have a chance at stopping Detroit.
Yeah, Philadelphia.
Philly, I think. Yeah, I think we've all slept on Philadelphia all year long.
So is our dream Final Four situation Detroit, Philly, and Chiefs, Buffalo?
I think so.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. Could you imagine that championship weekend?
Yes.
Yeah. Those are your top four teams in the NFL, right?
Don't call me. Don't text me.
Yes, exactly.
Don't come to my door selling something. Nothing's getting answered. I'm not moving if that's your Final Four.
Yeah, that's a good Final Four. I do like that. Yeah.
a boy can dream, right?
Those are, like Bob said, those are the four best teams. Those are the four most complete teams as well.
Yeah. But I think if you're looking at like which team has the upset ability to be there, if it's not one of those four, I think it's Pittsburgh.
Mike Tomlin get it done in the playoffs finally?
Yeah, Baltimore's got to be listed.
I'm just looking at one in each conference. I don't think Baltimore.
Oh, gotcha.
And then in the NFC, I don't know.
Yeah.
Can Washington make that run?
I don't think so.
You think they're frauds?
I think they're a little bit away. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they got a year or two to get there.
Yeah,
right.
Green Bay would be the next team
probably,
for me.
Probably.
Yeah, Green Bay.
Green Bay, yeah.
Yeah. The thing I thought about Green Bay is, because you guys know me, I was heavy on Green Bay, heavy on Jordan Love this year. They are good at about everything. They are great at nothing. And that will not help you in the playoffs as far as making the Super Bowl. And that's what they need. So I don't know. They're just not great at anything.
There we go. That's your playoff picture. It's going to be hard to, you know, stop those Detroit Lions with the confidence they have.
How exhilarating is it to beat a team that bad? I mean, second time this year you guys put up 50.
For real? That's the second time? I thought it was our third time. Didn't we do somebody else like that? We got ass, though.
Close.
We got ass.
Cowboys probably should have been 50.
If you really not coming ready to play, like, we gonna give you BTA, for sure.
Do you think that's what it is? That I'm not coming, like, because I know Xavier McKinney said earlier that you guys seem like you're trying to embarrass people. I don't know.
We just play football. If you not coming with it to win, then you're going to get your up. Like, really.
Keeping it clean.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of keeping it clean, let's get to On the Come.
Oh, you got to hear Carl Davis, too.
Oh, we can play Carlson Davis.
Yeah, I want to hear Carlson Davis.
Don't you have a mindset of, then stop us. Yeah. It's not our job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, if people got problems with what we're doing or complaining about it, then they could just come out here and play better football. Or they could, no, like, I mean, that's the only thing. That's the only problem. That's the only fix to this problem,
right?
You know? Just come out here, and we're welcoming it, too. Like, we don't shy away from nothing. We're going at you whether you want to, whether you're good or bad. We're going at you the same way every week.
Does it make you chuckle a little bit, though? Because a couple weeks ago, Xavier McKinney's like, oh, they're embarrassing teams out there. Yeah. Just stop us, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, honestly, I guess you can, like, laugh at it, but at the same time, it's serious business. Like, it's not as if we're taking it for a joke. Like, this is serious business. And, like, when you come to our stadium, when you know we're coming out to play you guys, take it serious because we're bringing everything we got. So that's the message.
Maybe Carlton Davis is on the come.
I love it, man. It's so good. Like, enough. Right. Like, if you don't like what we're doing, stop us.
Mm-hmm. Essentially
stop
what
us.
They're saying, yeah. If you don't like getting your BTA,
yep.
I like that.
Then show up.
Yeah, show up. They're like begging for people to play them.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, somebody could challenge us. Can somebody challenge us? I'd like to see what happens when Detroit gets challenged. Have they really been challenged this year? The game they lost, who did they lose to?
Baker Mayfield.
Was it Baker? That's right. That was like, and they were challenged against Green Bay, I think, for a little bit.
Were.
But they have basically just kind of run roughshod over this. What happens when they get challenged? How do they respond? Going to be fun to see who that first team is to challenge.
Minnesota, 31-29.
That's right. It was Minnesota, not Green Bay. Yeah, Minnesota. That's the one, yeah.
Green Bay, the player got kicked out, and it was like a rainy mess, and it was their first game out of a dome in like 8 weeks.
Yeah.
On the come.
On the come.
I can lead this one off. On the come for me is Drake May.
Oh, yes.
First off, I want to mention this guy has only started 6 games, and he has probably the worst offensive line in football. Not probably. I think he does have the worst offensive line in football. His numbers so far this year, he's sitting at a 66.8 completion percentage. That's pretty damn good.
Nice.
Especially for a rookie, a guy that's got a terrible offensive line. He's still completing passes at a pretty solid rate. He's thrown for 1,236 yards, 9 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. So doing pretty good. Got a QBR of 59, got a QB rate of 87.5. He is a rookie with nobody to block for him, nobody to throw to, and yet he's got 1,200 yards, 9 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. He does have a 2-4 record, but he's better than they have had in the past. He seems like he's gotten it figured out. Bill Belichick seems to like him from what he sees. Rob Gronkowski seems to like what he sees. Drake May, on the come, is somebody that needs to start having some conversations about if he is actually better than maybe we gave him credit for.
Love
Fair.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in
Mac,
on that.
Who you got?
Yeah, John Gruden in on Drake May as well. Big Drake May guy.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. He's got his golf swing back, too, with the new hip.
For me, I'm going to go Anthony Richardson. You guys knew I was pretty passionate about this when he got benched. I was very, very against it. My biggest pet peeve in football right now is the referendum that we choose to have on rookie quarterbacks and young QBs every week, whether it be on a positive or a negative sliding scale. And there are exceptions to every rule, right? But for the most part, I want to give a guy 2 years before I really make a final judgment on him. And again, exceptions both ways. C.J. Stroud, Will Levis. We've seen exceptions both ways. But to me, Anthony Richardson, these last 2 weeks, just kind of doing the simple things, right? moving the chains, completing easy passes, using his size and his speed. I mean, he's like a Cam Newton type. I'm excited to see him confident and getting back there and getting some wins.
All right. Yeah. All right. My on the come this week is pretty simple for me. It's Bo Nix.
Shocker. The he's been on the come for 3 weeks.
I know. But he's now he leads all rookie quarterbacks in touchdowns. He's asserting himself as a legit player in this league right now. And I think he's probably turned more heads for people as a rookie quarterback than anybody else has so far this season. I know for you guys he has, because you thought he was no good, and I told you he was going to be a pretty good player. And here he sits, man. He's playing really, really good football. And I think he's got an advantage because he's got a veteran coach in Sean Payton, right? As much as I think they failed in New Orleans with only one championship with Drew Brees, I think they should have won more. But he's got himself a legitimate head coach. It's where the head coach does make all the difference in the world in this league.
Has there been a better addition by subtraction than maybe Russell Wilson and Sean Payton?
Let's think about this for a second, and I'll take you one step further.
Please.
Everybody said there was no way they could get out of that contract with Russell Wilson.
Boy, they did.
And they said, screw it. We're going to bite the bullet, and we're going to get out of this thing. And we took a hit in the short term, but for the long term, it has helped that organization grow. The Jets are going to be facing the same thing with a certain player at the end of this season.
Well done.
Nice. You got to bounce. You just have to bounce. And I hope that Denver laid the groundwork for all of these teams who think you got to hold on to somebody because of salary cap hell. Denver went, we're out, man. This guy is a cancer. This guy doesn't work here. We got to go. And the Jets need to do the same thing. You got a player like that that sucks. Doesn't matter what his salary cap number is going to be. Bite the bullet in the short term and make your team better for the long term. Denver took a chance. They did it. More power to them.
So did Pittsburgh.
Cleveland's got to do it too.
Yep.
Yeah, Cleveland's got to do it as well. You're absolutely right about that.
Excellent point.
Yep, great point. Cleveland and the Jets both have to be willing to say, the Jets are different, though, because they didn't guarantee $230 million to a creeper.
No, they just ruined their franchise by getting a guy who's way past his prime.
Yeah.
So yours is Bo Nix, Max is Anthony Richardson, mine, Drake May, all three of which we think are on the come.
Pretty crazy. I mean, Bo Nix, Drake May, Commanders. Well, I don't know why.
Jaden Daniels.
Thank you,
Commanders. You're having a I couldn't think of Jeremy Guthrie a half hour ago.
I don't know what's going on. Right. Yeah, that was so weird. Yeah, so those three, obviously Caleb's been disappointing, but three out of four of the top four quarterbacks, really good the first year. I mean, that's so rare that that happens.
Fesco and Dusty brought to you by Rainier Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster's patented MyQ Technologies, number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainierKC.com. It's question time because it's 8:45 as we get ready to wrap up the third hour of our four-hour show. We had a conversation yesterday. What's one food or foods that you seem to only eat when you're hammered? You're inebriated. What's your food of choice? 913-586-7965.
I got more specific than everybody else.
I think so. Bob goes full Bobby Flay when he's hammered.
I go full fat Bobby from growing up.
So that's what we ask. What's your drunk food of choice on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line? 913-586-7965. We get into that on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 965, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
Back here on a wonderful, beautiful, beautiful Tuesday afternoon. No, it's not. Pre-noon.
It's Tuesday morning. Like most people haven't even gotten to work yet.
Yeah, this is like what, our 12 o'clock right here?
Yeah, probably. A little bit later than that. Probably our 3 o'clock, you know?
I'm sorry.
Great afternoon we're having. Dude, it's 8:45 in the morning.
That's right. We asked a question on the text line, 913-586-7965. We've all been there. We all do it.
Yep.
Inebriated food choice. I'm not going to lie. All options on the table.
There's something on your list that my wife was craving for a month, and we finally ordered it.
That's good. I feel like I know what it is. But I think we all have that vice when the fizz hits your head,
mm-hmm.
where you're like, damn, man, you know what sounds good? Now, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I partake in a lot of stuff that make you hungry, while also, having a few Miller High Lifes, a few 6 to 10. But, I would say that my like top foods when I'm at that level where my vision is blurry and my house is warm and I have the power on my phone to DoorDash anything, Taco Bell is the leader in the clubhouse. I mean, it's not even close.
Not like, close, huh?
You see the cravings box deal they got right now. It's jaw dropping.
On the app, yeah.
It's a cheesy gordita. Yeah. It's a 5-layer burrito, chips and cheese, and then there's like another thing on there as well that's just nails.
Notice how all these fast food joints are going back to the $5 meal deal now. Yeah. And they said, oh, we can't do that. Now they're all these $5 meal deals because nobody's going to these places right now.
The minute Arby's brings back the 5 for $5, I'm screwed.
Screwed. 10 for $10.55
Yeah. You know. 55 cheeseburgers, 55 onion rings, 55 shakes, 55 tops, 55 tennis skins, 55 chick. Another one is Sarpino's.
See, my wife was craving that for a month.
I got their deep dish one time or their Chicago style pizza. It's insane. It's one of those, like, it's midnight, 30. That goes into your gut. You're immediately finding your pillow and sleep.
I hope you had already ordered that because I used to live with a friend of mine who I can't tell you how many pizzas he stuck in the oven, went to bed, and the house catches on fire.
No, it's already ordered.
Yeah. So, but he also was known to order pizza, then pass out, and then the delivery driver would shove it back. And then you got to give the man cash because that's the way you operated back then.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's standing here with 17 pizzas from Domino's. What?
Leave the change on the doorstep and get the hell out of here.
You filthy animal.
The other two would be Poncho's or Abuelito's. Give me like a breakfast burrito. Just let me be myself and be looking like Lord Varys in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then Waffle House if I'm out and about.
If you're out, yeah.
Like if I'm out and it's like, hey, let's Uber to Waffle House. All right.
Oh, I'm in. Fine. Yeah. Twist my arm on that
so
one,
that's,
right?
That's my degenerate, hammered sort of slate of food.
There was this place in Lawrence when I was in college called like Poncheros, and it was like a 5-pound burrito, there right? You like you never ate that sober.
Nobody
you
hit know? The spot
but
when you were
a boy
hammered.
Did it. And then you went and got pizza shuttle, right? Because you needed a twofer to top it off with the burrito. But for me, like baked goods, like I'm not a huge baked good guy, but if I'm hammered, there's cookies out there. Like the Twisted Sugar is coming out with like a coconut chocolate cookie this week, and I'm like, you got to bring me home one of those.
You look like a Joker, but with like a chocolate smile.
Yeah. So like,
I want to know how I got these scars.
Yeah.
I got hammered.
Yeah. Hammered and ate cookies. Cold Chinese food is another
solid
one too. You know,
cold like food in general, you got time.
Yeah, exactly.
You're on a ticking clock.
Correct. Yeah. I put bad pizza on the list because at that point in time, it doesn't matter if there's pizza out there.
Like a Tombstone, a Jack's, a Totoni's.
Something from your freezer that you found.
Same thing.
Like, you know, like just a bad pizza, you're doing that. And then another thing that I'm very fond of, very specific, King's Hawaiian rolls, one side with peanut butter, one side with Nutella.
How do you talk?
But there's nobody up at that time.
Yeah, exactly.
The hell am I talking to? The dog?
Well, I'd just be afraid you'd choke on that, man.
No, like, that's I did a, on that's that a, carrot the other day. I almost died.
Be careful.
You got to be careful with those carrots right now.
Yeah, you do. But the bunny love ones, you got to take back. So. But Hy-Vee didn't have the bunny love. They had the other one. So I had Boathouse is what they had at Hy-Vee. So I got the extra Boathouse carrots at Hy-Vee the other day. I'm going to roast them. I like roasted carrots.
Oh, yeah.
With like a little honey drizzle on the top.
Yes.
Get those at Hy-Vee. They're fantastic.
That's right.
And then the final thing is like candy. I'm not a huge candy eater, but if, you know, I've had a couple and there's a Snickers bar or something lying around, you better believe that thing's like Fat Bob emerges big time.
It sounds like if there's chocolate or like.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
any Nutella in the house, it's...
Oh, my God. Nutella is just insane. I love Nutella, man. Yeah. I tell you, that peanut butter Nutella cookie from Twisted Sugar, off the charts, best cookie I've ever had.
That's drunk or sober.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yes, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty similar to a lot of yours. Taco Bell, Dusty, definitely top marker for me as well. I'd say Jack in the Box is one that I
oh, God.
Yeah, that's... Yeah,
the tacos with ranch?
Oh, yeah. Well, and they're open till ever. They're open till like 4 or 5 a.m.
I told you, I couldn't Jack in the Box since June of 99 when the woman licked her fingers and touched my fries. Been out ever since. Never going back. Sorry, it got ruined for me. Like... That's 25 years ago in Texas.
You want some sauce?
No. And I don't want any of that comeback sauce either at KFC.
How do they spell that?
C-O-M-E-B-A-C-K. Comeback sauce.
So Cookout would be another one for me. But I kind of like Cookout both ways. But Cookout? Cookout?
Like burgers, brats, dogs.
Oh, okay.
No, wait. Cookout, the fast food restaurant?
I never heard of it.
Really? What the hell's it's just cookout? Not here. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Is that a Nashvillean thing?
I get. Maybe it's just the South. Maybe it's just in the South.
Well, explain. I'm interested. I'm all ears now.
Cookout. I mean, they do trays. So you get like a tray. So you can do like a 2-tray or a 3-tray. You can do corn dogs, quesadillas, burgers. What do you want? You want your fries. You want your onion rings. They got amazing shakes. They're open till all nights of the hour. Every SEC school has at least one Cookout right next to campus. That is where all of the belligerent fraternities and sorority members are there.
Is that better than Crystal Burger?
Absolutely. Oh, yes. I would not eat Crystal.
No?
Period.
Crystal Burger right there at the end of Bourbon Street is like a haven. Ooh, Crystal Burger.
From the 816, been sober for 2+ years. Congratulations.
Thank you. Good job out of you, man.
But I used to grab QT taquitos, then get the cheese and dip the taquitos in the cheese.
Ooh.
I have a guilty confession. I do that sober.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like a very good sober meal. I don't know.
Somebody says Town Topic.
That's another good one.
Ranch with pizza rolls. Disgustingly good. Bite the little corner off and do a little blow in the pocket and then just, you know, hit it.
Do what?
Not, you know, the pocket of the pizza roll.
Gotcha.
Not that. Not Tyson in the 80s. McDonald's quarter pounder, no onion, fries, no salt. They make them fresh that way, and a Diet Coke. Okay. Get salt at the window and put it back on the fries. Are you against that, to ask for your fries with no seasoning salt, because then you know they have to cook them fresh, or do you care?
I don't care.
Like at that moment, because they can cook them so fast?
Yeah.
When I lived in Vegas, it was Del Taco.
Del Taco. Mm. Well,
Somebody went there sober. We got the whole menu.
Yeah, I had an old boss. Took me to Del Taco one day in Arizona. Ordered the entire menu at Del Taco. The entire menu. Sir, you're next in line. What would you like? I'll take one of everything. Excuse me. The whole menu, please.
Did I stutter?
The whole menu. And then the gall of this guy looks at me and goes, "What do you want?" Well, I guess I have to order a taco. He's clearly not sharing the whole menu.
From the 785, pizza shuttle somehow tastes a million times better when intoxicated.
Oh, God, yes. It's terrible when you're sober. I mean, literally awful when you're sober. But when you're drunk, 8421212, baby, it tasted good.
From El Camino, QT rollers are always dangerous. Egg rolls and gourmet dogs.
Mm. Egg rolls are good.
Cheesy breadsticks from Pizza Hut or Papa John's. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Because they give you that garlic sauce.
Oh, that garlic sauce from Papa John's. You want to bathe in that stuff.
And it's out of your system within the next morning.
It really is. It moves fast.
From the 913, drunk burrito from anywhere, but the best burrito king in Lawrence. Hungover McDonald's with a Coke. The Coke hits different after a bender.
Mm-hmm.
That or the Sprite. McDonald's Coke or McDonald's Sprite every time. Taco Bell seems to be a popular one. Taco John's, potato Olays. Yeah, six pack and a pound.
Yeah, but those are few and far between. Do you have one out in Blue Springs still?
There still is one out there.
Okay, because I think there's still one at like 100, like out by Garmin and Olathe, but I don't know that there's any anywhere else.
Yeah.
Lawrence may have one, but I don't know if even that's around in Lawrence anymore.
The one I will say that just came up on the text line that I've never had the craving for, White Castle. The sliders.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. The old Lou days?
Yeah. But even before that, like, there was still some around here for, but like, it's just, that doesn't sit
that
well
or Crystal.
Me. Yeah.
Crystal over Excuse White
me?
Castle?
Neither.
Excuse me? You know, like Jesse Pinkman over there?
What?
He's talking about Crystal Burger.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
He did it to me earlier, so I did it.
Gotcha.
There you go. You guys need to go to Bojangles after drinking. Never been.
Never been to Bojangles.
So good.
Is that around here yet or not?
I don't know if they have one here.
That's chicken, right?
Yep.
This is a good one.
We need another chicken chain in Kansas City.
This one definitely hits close to home. The pizza in the back of Kelly's back in the day.
Joe's by the slice was good back in the day.
We took a box, sat in the back seat, and fed everybody on the way home in the cab.
Even
the cab driver got a slice. Shout out to Kelly's back in the day. There you go. Yeah,
Red Tendon Bar and eating pizza in the back. And I went to Kelly's a few months ago for an event we put on, and I walked in. I was like, everybody's still here.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Kyle's in the back. Red's at the bar. Like everybody legitimately is still here.
That's right. Some people that are still here, still kind of here, and not here are Start, Bench, Cut. So we do athletes, food, and everything else in the world. Coming up on the other side, Start, Bench, Cut here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
I just want to say how awesome it is to have Bob Fesco and Legend Likens on every morning to start my day. I freaking love you guys.
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.